Well, an interesting one on at the Cambridge Arts Theatre this week. And I say, I mean, it's a varied programme, but this one's interesting not just for the play itself, but for the actors taking part. It's The Dresser, and it stars Matthew Kelly and Julian Clary. Nicola Upson went to see the performance last night, and she joins me on the line now. Nicola, hi.
Hello, Neil. Nice to be here.
Nice to see you too. So this one to me, a fascinating one. Julian Clary and Matthew Kelly.
Yeah, I seem to say this to you whenever we do a review, that this is one of, I thought this was going to be one of my highlights of the season, but I'm saying it again because that's a great combination. Matthew Kelly has been in Cambridge for a couple of times over the last few years doing things on stage. He has been brilliant in everything I've seen him in, and a thoroughly nice man. Julian Clary, wonderful man, wonderful writer as well as performer. And also, of course, This is quite rare for me to see him in a dramatic role. It's quite rare for him to do one. So that was, and although I love Julian Clary's work, this obviously was an unknown quantity. And I have to say, they were both brilliant. Individual performances were wonderful, but together it was really quite something quite special.
And I think Julian Clary, I remember him back, seeing him originally on Saturday Night Live when he was known as the Joan Collins fan club with Fanny the Wonder Dog. And he's done some game show stuff. Matthew Kelly, of course, did a lot of game show stuff. And I find it really interesting how they've pivoted. Everyone seems to have pivoted at some point. And they've become serious actors and they seem to be doing it so well.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, isn't it? Because I don't know what they think about that. I suppose they probably just view that as different elements of what they have always been able to do, because they are incredibly diverse performers. Mm. As we say, Julian Clary is also a novelist. He's done some children's books, which I think have sold loads of copies, and he's got a new memoir coming out. So A, incredibly talented people, both of them, but B, where do they find the time? Fantastic. So it makes it even more of a pleasure to see them in Cambridge on stage this week.
Okay, so for those who don't know The Dresser, and it's famously was a film starring Albert Finney and Tom Courtney, but for those who don't know the plot of The Dresser.
Okay, it was a play written by Ronald Harwood, Sir Ronald Harwood, who was at one point in his life for 5 years the dresser to the actor Donald Wolfert, which has inspired the situation that we find ourselves in here. It's an incredibly evocative play. It's set at the beginning of 1942 amid the air raids. It's set in a provincial theatre on the night of a performance of King Lear. And it's set entirely backstage throughout. The first act is before curtain up, the second act after curtain up. And we open in Sir's dressing room, Sir played by Matthew Kelly, who is a great Shakespearean, great classical actor, but possibly coming to the end of his career. In fact, that day there's a bit of a crisis because he's found on the market square, weeping uncontrollably, discarding clothes, at his wit's end with exhaustion and a little confused about which part he's playing, to say the least. But he does turn up and then the action progresses from there. But the play is about, in part, about this extraordinarily varied, complex and intense relationship between Sir and the Julian Clary character Norman, his dresser, and how they each rely and depend upon each other. But it's also, I loved about it, an amazing atmospheric snapshot of that particular time of touring, not just the wartime thing, but the whole actor-manager thing, the whole ensemble of repertory theatre. In fact, Her Ladyship is another character. She's Sir's wife, and she has a brilliant speech at one point in the show where she talks about how she's tired of this touring life, tired of spending Sundays on a cold cruise station waiting for a connection, tired of the smell of rotting costumes, tired of reading herself having barely adequate performances in the reviews every week in relation to him. Because, of course, Sir is the star around which everybody else pivots, and everybody else's life depends on him. Right. And that's discussed beautifully throughout the whole play, because the very thought that he can't go on, that he's too tired or too ill, of course, negates all their lives and impacts on all of them. So it's a roller coaster of emotions. It's very, very funny in that deceptively gentle way. There's actually some really hard-hitting humour in it as well, but it's also incredibly moving.
So, I mean, for the general public, it's a very watchable thing. If you're interested in theatre or if you've done Amdram or anything like that yourself, it's got a particular edge because this is this is really quite a kernel of that life, isn't it?
It is. It is. As well as being a wonderfully human story, it is a tribute to that sort of theatre. There's a brilliantly funny scene where they're all creating the storm in King Lear, and the storm is never loud enough for Sir. He wants the timpani's beaten, and there's the wind machine. There's a great crisis about who's going to do the wind machine, and of course all this is going on amid the bombing and the air raids as well, so it is quite a big storm. But you're right, it has that kind of humor. It's written from the inside, if you know what I mean. So And we talked about Charlie and Stan a few weeks ago, and that was a wonderful production too, but that was a production with very, very few words in it. This, the words are just beautiful. It's a brilliantly constructed play. It goes up and down. You never quite know where your heart is with it. And it is beautifully performed. It's wonderfully nuanced.
And you say there about the vocal side of it, two great voices in my book. Matthew Kelly's voice is a very theatrical voice if he needs it to be, doesn't he? And yes. Julian Clare is, I can imagine...
He really does need it to be here.
Yeah, really needs it to... And Julian Clare's really fitting that sort of role as well, I would imagine.
Yes, and he has to be... There's a moment where Matthew Kelly is sobbing uncontrollably on his shoulder, and the next minute he's insulting his dresser, and even worse at times he overlooks him completely, which is the worst insult. But you see how desperate for reassurance they all are. The star, obviously, this monstrous ego, but at the same time very vulnerable. But also Norman too. There's a moment where he has to go on and deliver an announcement to the live audience. And when he comes back after the interval, he's desperate to know if he did it right. He goes round asking various cast members if he did it right, because they all need reassurance in their roles.
Interesting, interesting. And it's on now, of course, it's on with evening performances at 7:30, matinees, Thursday, Saturday, and one today.
Yeah, you've just got time to get there, I think.
Is it? 2:30? So quick, scrub up. Go on, get your shoes on while you're listening to the back end of this programme. Get yourself down there. But this is great. This is something they're doing. They've sort of taken this view at the Arts Theatre now, have they, to put in extra performances?
Yeah, fantastic. And obviously there's a lot of time to make up for in the months that we missed during the restrictions and everything. So absolutely lovely to see another matinee in. And I do urge people to go, because it's one of those things. I would happily go again later in the week, because it's actually a privilege to be sitting there in the auditorium watching a performance like this go on.
How lovely, how lovely. Tickets available through cambridgeartstheatre.com. Nicola, lovely to see you. Thumbs up from you. What's next?
Well, next week they've got Grown Ups, which is coming from the Mischief, the play that goes wrong team.
So, right, Mischief Theatre. Oh, right. Okay. We'll look out for that then. Nicola, love to you and Mandy, and thanks ever so much for coming on today.
You too, Neil. Take care.